At first glance, he thought that the figure slumped over the kitchen table might be dead, but after a long, drawn-out moment of silence, it emitted a light, riffling snore. The dog whimpered again and sniffed around the floor nervously. The dog always seemed oddly nervous for its size and kept on glancing round to its master for reassurance. In fact, it was altogether an odd dog, of uncertain breed or breeds. It was large and black, but its hair was tufty, its body scrawny and clumsy, and its manner edgy, anxious, verging on the completely neurotic. Whenever it came to a halt for a moment or so, the business of starting up again often seemed to cause it trouble, as if it had difficulty in remembering where it had left each of its legs. It looked as if something very nasty had or was about to happen to it. The sleeping keeper continued to snore. Next to him was a collection of crumpled beer cans, a half-empty bottle of whiskey, and a couple of glasses. In the ashtray lay the butts of three joints, and scattered around were bits of a ripped-up cigarette packet, a packet of cigarette papers, and a piece of silver foil twisted up in the traditional manner. The source of the smell. Roy had clearly shared a big evening with somebody, and that somebody had clearly then pushed off. The visitor tried gently to shake him by the shoulder, but to no avail. He tried again, but this time the keeper slowly slid sideways and collapsed in an untidy, slobbering heap on the floor. The dog was so startled by this that it leapt wildly for cover behind the sofa. Unfortunately, the dog was larger and heavier than the sofa and knocked it backwards as he jumped over it, causing it to topple over on top of him. The dog yelped again, scrabbled briefly at the linoleum, and then leapt for cover once more behind a small coffee table, breaking it. Having run out of places to leap to, the dog cowered back in a corner, quivering with fright. Its master satisfied himself that Roy was in a temporary state of chemical imbalance, and not in any actual danger, and coaxing his dog with a few soothing words, left again. Together they followed the path back towards the gate, and let themselves back out onto the main driveway, heading on the way they had been going, hobbling towards the main house. There were heavy scuff marks on the driveway. Desmond suddenly felt bewildered. In an instant, everything he had always smelt about the world had gone all swimmy and peculiar on him. There were some lights flashing around him, but he didn't mind that. Lights weren't of any real concern to him. Blink, blink, so what? But this was most peculiar. He would have said that he was hallucinating, except that he didn't know the word, or indeed any word. He didn't even know that his name was Desmond. But again, it wasn't the sort of thing that bothered him. A name was just a sound you heard, and didn't have that rich, heady reek of really being something. A sound didn't well up inside your head and go woomph the way a smell did. Smell was real. Smell was something you could trust. At least it had been up till now.